The history of the Italian Wars is not just a story of the confrontation between European states at the dawn of the modern era. It is also a tale of the intrigues of noble Italian families and the Pope, the gradual rise of the Habsburgs, who extended their dominion across half of Europe, and the ambitions of the French kings, who, after their victory in the Hundred Years' War and the centralization of power, set their sights on neighboring territories, expecting swift victories. However, things turned out to be far more complicated. Medieval Italy was not a unified country as it is today, but rather a vibrant mosaic of city-states in the north, the Papal States in central Italy, and the Kingdom of Naples in the south. The most powerful northern cities, Venice, Genoa, Milan, and Florence, thrived through trade. For a long time, they were governed by republican systems supported by a substantial class of merchants, making these cities the wealthiest in Europe. Some of them also possessed strong naval fleets, earning the title of maritime republics. On the other hand, at the dawn of the modern era, these city-states began to lose their republican traditions. They were now led by family clans drawn from the wealthiest residents. The most famous of these was the Florentine Medici family. An exception to this trend was the theocratic Papal States, which, despite being the religious center of Europe, often participated in ongoing wars. When the Borgia clan rose to power in the Papal States, they attempted to establish their own principality, leveraging the resources of the papal throne. The Kingdom of Naples was the largest among the Italian states, but was poorer than its northern neighbors due to underdeveloped trade. Eventually, the kingdom came under the rule of a junior branch of the Aragonese dynasty. Meanwhile, the Italian islands fell under the direct control of Aragon, which, by the end of the 15th century, was merging with Castile to gradually form the Kingdom of Spain. All these states were in constant conflict, relying on mercenary leaders known as condottieri. These ongoing wars rarely produced a definitive victor. Whenever one state gained significant power, the others would unite against it. On the one hand, this had negative consequences, as the fragmented Italians were unable to resist foreign invasions. On the other hand, conquering Italy turned into an endless struggle, where the conqueror, upon gaining influence, had to fend off a united Italian opposition. Even former allies would often become enemies. The First Italian War began in Milan. Power there was held by Ludovico Sforza, who served as regent for his nephew. Opposing him was the Duchess of Milan, who relied on the support of her father, Alfonso II, the King of Naples. Sensing the approach of war, Ludovico turned to the French for assistance. A pretext for the conflict quickly emerged. King Alfonso II's father was illegitimate, and the Pope had, half a century earlier, proposed granting the Neapolitan territories to France. This provided justification for the French king to embark on a campaign to conquer Naples. The French army, 35,000 strong, swiftly marched through Italy. In a desperate attempt to stop them, King Alfonso II sent a force of 10,000 soldiers to Genoa. Yet, they were immediately defeated by Louis, Duke of Orléans. The Neapolitan forces regrouped near San Germano, but a battle never took place. Part of the army defected to the French, while the rest dispersed. Upon hearing this, Alfonso II fled Naples. At the beginning of 1495, the French captured Naples without a fight, though a syphilis epidemic among the French soldiers hindered their prolonged stay in the city. Leaving part of his army behind, Charles VIII began his return to France. Meanwhile, alarmed by France's successes, the Italian states formed an alliance with the intention of using force to expel the French from Italy. The armies of the Venetian League met Charles VIII near Fornovo, where a fierce battle took place, resulting in heavy losses for both sides. The Italians suffered significant casualties and retreated from the battlefield. The French abandoned their camp, but managed to break through and return home. A year later, Alfonso II's son Ferdinand, with the help of the Spanish, regained the Kingdom of Naples, rendering the French campaign futile. In 1498, Louis XII, the same Duke of Orléans, became the King of France. He also organized a campaign in Italy, this time focusing on Milan. The reason for his interest in Milan was his ancestry. He was the grandson of Valentina Visconti from the previous ruling dynasty of Milan. As a result, in 1499, the French began the Second Italian War. The French army invaded Lombardy, and without encountering significant resistance, they captured the Duchy of Milan. After that, they also conquered Genoa, which at the time was under the protection of the Milanese. The Duke of Milan, Ludovico Sforza, fled, taking the treasury with him. With this money, he hired mercenaries and, at the beginning of 1500, managed to recapture Milan. In response, Louis XII invaded again and laid siege to the Duke of Novara. Sforza intended to fight to the end, but his own mercenaries captured him and handed him over to the French in exchange for safe passage. Milan and Genoa were subsequently annexed by France. In order to avoid a third campaign in Italy, Louis XII decided to conquer Naples as well. To do so, he formed an alliance with King Ferdinand II of Aragon, planning to divide the kingdom of Naples between them. The French-Spanish allied army easily subdued the kingdom of Naples, capturing and imprisoning King Frederick I. All the same, the French-Aragonese alliance did not last long. By 1502, the allies began the Third Italian War. The French viceroy, expecting to quickly defeat the Spaniards with reinforcements, faced the talented military commander Gonzalo de Córdoba. He was the creator of the famous Spanish Tercio formation, which would dominate European battlefields for the next century and a half. Under his command, the Spanish decisively defeated the French in two battles and quickly captured the Kingdom of Naples. When reinforcements arrived for the French, Gonzalo de Córdoba defeated them as well at the Battle of Garigliano. France had no choice but to recognize Naples as belonging to Spain. In 1503, with the death of Pope Alexander IV, better known as Rodrigo Borgia, his family began to lose influence in Rome. Cesare Borgia, Rodrigo's son, who had ruled lands in Urbino and Romagna, was betrayed by his allies and captured by the Spanish. He escaped from captivity and even became involved in the war between Navarre and Castile, where he was killed. While Cesare Borgia was in Spain, Venice occupied his lands. The new Pope, Julius II, who also claimed these territories, opposed this. In 1508, Julius II formed the League of Cambrai against Venice, which included not only Italian states, but also Austria, France, and Aragon, all of whom had territorial claims on Venice. Before the war began, the Pope tried to betray his allies by offering the Venetians the plan of attack in exchange for the lands of the Borgias. The Venetians, confident in their victory, refused. In 1509, the French army invaded Venetian lands, starting the War of the League of Cambrai. To defend themselves, Venice hired mercenaries, but they were defeated by the French at the Battle of Agnadello. At the same time, the Austrians briefly captured Padua, but lost it due to a rebellion by the townspeople, and withdrew from the war. The Spaniards, who had seized Venetian ports in Apulia, also left the conflict. For Venice, the main threat remained France, whose army continued its advance, during which the tragedy of Vicenza occurred. At that time, French mercenaries brutally killed over 1,000 civilians who were hiding in caves near the city. Soon after, Venice reconciled with the Pope and handed over the Borgia's lands to him. Julius II openly betrayed the Cambrai League and started a war with France. He hired Swiss mercenaries to capture Genoa. Charles II d'Amboise, the French commander, halted the successful Venetian advance, but retreated to Milan. Nonetheless, there he paid the Swiss to return home. Julius II tried to expand the territories of the Papal States by excommunicating the Duke of Ferrara and attempting to seize his lands. At that time, the French came to Ferrara's aid, and they surrounded the Pope in Bologna. Only the approach of the Allied forces saved the Pope from captivity. Soon, the papal forces found themselves stuck at the Siege of Mirandola. The following year, the French managed to push them out of the Duchy of Ferrara, and subsequently, they captured Bologna as well. In this difficult situation, Pope Julius II enlisted Spain, Austria, and England, the longtime adversary of France, into an anti-French alliance. At the beginning of the new year, the papal forces, reinforced by the Spanish, launched an offensive against Bologna. Nevertheless, the French managed to prevent the capture of the city. The French then moved north, where they brutally suppressed a rebellion in Brescia, killing nearly all the inhabitants of the city. Soon after, the French returned to Romagna, where they defeated the Spanish at the Battle of Ravenna. Even so, this victory came at the cost of their commander's life. Following this, the French began to face a series of setbacks. In the summer, the Florentine Republic, which had been an ally of France, fell, and the Medici family, with the help of their allies, regained power. Afterward, Swiss mercenaries placed Massimiliano Sforza on the throne of Milan, a decision for which the young duke had to pay them with part of his lands. The Swiss mercenaries helped Sforza again in 1513 when the French attempted to recapture Milan. After their victory, the Swiss invaded France and laid siege to Dijon. Meanwhile, in the south, the Spanish conquered the longtime French ally, the mountainous kingdom of Navarre. In Calais, King Henry VIII of England landed and defeated the French at the Battle of the Spurs, also known as the Battle of Guinegate, capturing the city of Tournai. Louis XII had to quickly reconcile with the English and the Spanish. At the same time, his forces were able to lift the siege of Dijon. Soon, Venice also made peace with France, as it was dissatisfied with the territorial claims of the Austrians. The Spanish immediately took advantage of this, invading Venice and defeating the Venetians at the Battle of Vicenza. It seemed as though France had lost the war. In 1515, Francis I became the new King of France. He immediately set out to reconquer Milan. His campaign is sometimes referred to as the Fifth Italian War. As in the previous conflict, Swiss mercenaries opposed the French. However, at the Battle of Marignano, Francis I defeated them. The French captured Milan and signed an agreement with the Swiss, granting them the right to recruit Swiss mercenaries on a permanent basis. From that point onward, Swiss mercenaries served in the French army, a practice that continued until the French Revolution. Frightened by the French successes, the Spaniards decided to abandon Venetian lands. The King of Navarre, with French support, tried to reclaim his kingdom but was defeated. His family was left to rule a small part of their kingdom north of the Pyrenees. Meanwhile, Francis I signed a peace treaty in Noyon with the new Spanish king, Charles I of Habsburg. In 1519, Charles I inherited other Habsburg lands, the Netherlands and Austria, and soon became the Holy Roman Emperor as Charles V. From then on, the Habsburg territories surrounded France on three sides. The French aptly called this situation the Habsburg Ring. Francis I decided to break this encirclement by launching the Sixth Italian War. At the beginning of 1521, Francis I's forces conducted two unsuccessful campaigns into Luxembourg and Navarre. In response, the imperial troops laid siege to the recently purchased French town of Tournai. Francis I came to the city's aid, forcing the enemy to retreat. At the same time, England entered the war. Charles Brandon, the Duke of Suffolk, plundered lands along the Somme and advanced toward Paris. He was supposed to receive assistance from Charles V, but since the Emperor never arrived, the English decided to make peace with the French. In Italy, things were going badly for the French. The Habsburg armies first defeated the French forces in Milan, and later defeated French reinforcements, eventually capturing the French possessions in Italy. Italian mercenaries from this army crossed the border into France and occupied Provence. Francis I personally led a new campaign. He expelled the Italians from Provence, crossed the Alps, and captured Milan, then besieged Pavia. In 1525, the Imperial Army, consisting mostly of mercenary Lanzknechts, arrived to relieve the siege of Pavia. The battle that took place under the walls of Pavia marked the definitive end of the medieval knightly era. The German Lanzknechts defeated the French cavalry thanks to a new technology that revolutionized warfare: gunpowder weapons. King Francis I was captured and sent to Spain, where he agreed to all the demands of Charles V. Among the terms of the agreement were the renunciation of Italian territories, the abandonment of claims to Flanders and Artois, and the cession of Burgundy to the Habsburgs. These conditions were solidified in the Treaty of Madrid, and when the French princes arrived in Spain as hostages, the French king returned home. Certainly, Francis I had no intention of abiding by the terms of the Treaty of Madrid and continued his war with Charles V. He began seeking allies among those dissatisfied with Habsburg power, mainly Italians. These included the Pope, who came from the Medici family, Florence, which was ruled by the Medici as well as Venice, the Duke of Milan, Francesco Sforza, and the Genoese Admiral, Andrea Doria, whose lands had now been occupied by the Habsburgs. Since the alliance was signed in the city of Cognac, the new conflict was called the War of the League of Cognac. The war began when the Milanese captured Lodi, but almost immediately the imperial mercenaries took Milan and removed Sforza from the war. Even more misfortunes befell the Pope. First, Rome was briefly captured by a cardinal hostile to him. Then Florence rebelled against the Medici, and the Pope sent his own troops to assist the family. A 30,000-strong mercenary army of Charles V was heading towards Rome. Since the emperor had not paid them for a long time, they decided to loot the Eternal City. Clement VII ransomed his freedom from the mercenaries for 400,000 ducats and withdrew from the war. Francis I sent part of his army in alliance with the Genoese to lay siege to Naples in order to divert Charles V's attention. The rest of the forces began the conquest of Lombardy. It was successful until Admiral Andrea Doria switched sides to the Habsburgs. The siege of Naples had to be lifted, and the French forces near Caserta capitulated to the Spaniards. When in 1529 the Imperial army defeated the French at Landriano, Francis I was forced to make peace with the Habsburgs. He renounced Milan, but did not give up Burgundy, and also ransomed his children for 2 million écus. The Pope turned to Charles V for help, hoping that the German troops would suppress the uprising in Florence. The Emperor's forces marched into Tuscany and fulfilled the request. The Medici family returned to power in Florence, and within 2 years, the city was transformed from a republic into a duchy. In 1535, without heirs, the Duke of Milan, Francesco Sforza, died. Charles V immediately declared the annexation of Milan to his territories. Francis I began gathering troops for a new campaign in Italy. The Duchy of Savoy, who had previously allowed French armies to pass through, now opposed France. Duke Charles III of Savoy had territorial disputes with the French. Francis I did not like the Savoy Duke's policy, and the French quickly conquered Savoy, thus beginning the Eighth Italian War. Spanish forces, led by the Emperor, occupied Provence. The local French engaged in a partisan war against them, which is why Charles V did not dare to capture the well-fortified cities of Avignon and Marseille. Meanwhile, the French found a new ally, the pirate of the Ottoman Empire, Hayreddin Barbarossa. In the fall of that same year, he, together with the French, laid siege to Genoa, but the city did not fall completely. As a result, Barbarossa turned to plunder the coast of Naples. Meanwhile, French and imperial forces remained stationary, avoiding a general battle. Not wanting to continue the war, in 1538, Francis I and Charles V signed a peace treaty. The biggest loser was the Duke of Savoy. Most of his lands were transferred to France. As a sign of reconciliation between the two monarchs, Charles V was allowed to march through French territories with his army to suppress a rebellion in Ghent. Seeking new allies in the fight against the Habsburgs, Francis I sent envoys to the Ottoman Empire. cooperation with Barbarossa seemed promising, and he decided to use the support of the Turkish forces. The cause of the Ninth Italian War was the murder of a French diplomat returning from the Ottoman Empire. The French launched simultaneous attacks on three fronts. They captured Luxembourg in the north and invaded Roussillon in the south. The Third French Army laid siege to Nice. Once again, they were aided by Barbarossa, who blockaded the city by the sea with his fleet. Nice withstood the siege for 3 months, fending off constant assaults, until Spanish forces relieved the siege. Barbarossa did not leave Europe. Instead, he stopped in the French port of Toulon with his fleet, where he spent the winter raiding the Spanish and Italian coasts, before eventually sailing back home. France's opponents were once again joined by England. The cause was a dispute over the hand of Mary Stuart. Both Francis I and Henry VIII planned to arrange a dynastic marriage with the Scottish queen. In 1544, English forces captured Boulogne after a brief siege. Meanwhile, imperial troops recaptured Luxembourg from the French, and, under the command of Charles V, invaded Champagne, advancing toward Paris. The Italian front for the French was also not very successful. The Spanish invaded Piedmont. Although the French managed to repel the Spanish in the Battle of Carrasco, their own campaign to Genoa ended in defeat at the Battle of Serravalle. After this, Charles V and Francis I decided to end the war. A peace treaty was signed at Crepy. It confirmed Milan for the Habsburgs and Turin for the Valois. To avoid further wars, Charles V and Francis I planned a dynastic marriage. France continued the war with England. In 1545, the French laid siege to Boulogne. They also sent troops to assist the Scots and assembled a fleet to attack England. The Battle of Solent did not stop the French, and they took the Isle of Wight, from where they began raiding the Sussex coast. But just a month later, the English fleet, with the help of the inhabitants of the Isle of Wight, managed to drive the French out. Soon, Henry VIII proposed a new peace agreement. Boulogne was returned to the French for 800,000 écus, but in 1550, following a peace treaty with the Scots, the English lowered the price by half. A year after the Treaty of Ardres, Francis I died, and Henry II became the new King of France. Following family tradition, he decided to continue the wars with Charles V. At this time, the Reformation had gained momentum across Europe, and the Holy Roman Empire was mired in religious wars. Therefore, despite being a Catholic himself, Henry II formed an alliance with the German Protestants. This conflict is known as the Last Italian War, and due to the Peace of Vaucelles, which lasted for 6 months, historians sometimes divide it into the 10th Italian War and the 11th Italian War. The hostilities resumed in Italy. Back in 1547, Charles V's forces had occupied the Duchy of Parma. The Duke of Parma, Ottavio, formed an alliance with France and began a war to retain his lands. The following year, in support of Ottavio, the French invaded Lorraine and funded another uprising of German Protestants. This war was meant to distract the emperor. Nevertheless, Charles V quickly realized the French intentions and made peace with the Protestants. At the same time, the situation in Italy was favorable for France. The Turkish allies defeated the Genoese fleet at the Battle of Ponza Island. Meanwhile, the city of Siena rebelled against the Spanish army and received support from French forces. Afterward, the French, with the help of the Ottoman fleet, captured Corsica. Charles V attempted to reclaim Lorraine, but he was unsuccessful in the siege of Metz and retreated. In response, he ordered his Spanish troops in the Netherlands to destroy the French border town of Terouan. Meanwhile, the French launched a campaign on Brussels, but after failing to capture the city, they retreated before the larger Spanish forces. The Spanish even crossed the border into France, but they were defeated at the Battle of Renti. Charles V retreated once again and shifted his focus to Italy. There, he found an ally in the Duke of Florence, Cosimo I. With the help of imperial troops, Cosimo launched an attack on Siena and defeated the rebels at the Battle of Marciano. He then laid siege to Siena and later incorporated it into his territories. Soon, the Habsburgs and France signed the Truce of Vaucelles, which did not end the war. Emperor Charles V abdicated and divided his possessions between his brother and his son. The new Pope Paul IV, who was an opponent of the Habsburgs, declared he would not recognize the new emperor. To force the Pope to reconsider, the Spanish commander Fernando Alvarez de Toledo, better known as the Duke of Alba, invaded the Papal States. In response, Pope Paul IV called upon the French for help. François de Guise led the French army, and in 1557 came to the Pope's aid, laying siege to Civitella. Still, it was here that he was defeated. The French withdrew from Italy, and the Spanish, having occupied the Papal States, forced Pope Paul IV to recognize Ferdinand I as the new emperor. The fighting also took place in the north, where the Spanish received help from the English, who had once again gone to war with the French. Together, they launched an attack on France, laying siege to St. Quentin. The attempt to break the siege ended in a catastrophic defeat for the French. The Spanish and English forces opened the way to Paris, but instead of advancing on the French capital, they focused on capturing St. Quentin. The situation was saved by François de Guise, who had just returned from Italy. In 1558, de Guise unexpectedly attacked Calais and quickly captured it, stripping England of its holdings on the continent. After that, de Guise moved on to Lorraine, where he laid siege to Thionville, and after 2 months of siege, captured it. Meanwhile, French forces began raiding Flanders, but becoming too overzealous, they were surrounded and defeated by Anglo-Spanish forces at the Battle of Gravelines. By the end of 1558, Spain and France declared default and finally agreed to peace. The treaty, signed in Cateau-Cambrésis, effectively ended the period of the Italian Wars. The English renounced Calais, and the Spaniards withdrew from St. Quentin. France pulled out its troops from Lorraine, Savoy, and Corsica. The peace was sealed with the marriage of the French princess to the Spanish king. French King Henry II, though, did not live to enjoy the peace, as he died in a tournament dedicated to the peace agreement. The Italian Wars marked a transitional period from the Middle Ages to the early modern era. When they began, knights fought on the battlefield, but by the end of the wars, mercenaries armed with firearms were in control. For Italy, these wars were a catastrophe, solidifying its fragmentation into small states and, in some cases, creating foreign holdings on Italian soil. Even worse, the wars brought an end to the era of Italian trading cities, which began to decline thereafter. Thus, Italy, once a cradle of the Renaissance, transformed into a conglomerate of provincial states. For France, the Italian Wars represented its first attempt to become the hegemon in Europe. Although it ultimately failed, France transformed into a centralized kingdom with a powerful, regular army of mercenaries. For Spain, the Italian Wars marked a golden age that brought new territories under its control. The union of Spain and Austria under the Habsburg dynasty made the Habsburgs the most powerful family in Europe.